As you were talking, I was wondering about the sort of temporal aspect of hiding and revealing. And so I wondered about this temporal quality of how we find strength in the shadows and then the revelation that needs to come and when those things need to come. I wondered if you could talk a bit about that in terms of bringing these things to light, but also how you've reflected on that.
And if I may add to that, Ryan, I mean, I was thinking on the same lines, but this idea that how the memory repression and revealing actually goes from one generation to the other as well, between communities. But, you know, your father's experience, but you taking up the role in this.
So I wanted to tackle this kind of pierce into this guarded boundary between the personal and institutional, and in order to engage myself and the audience in the act of revealing and bringing the hidden to the surface. I was the child of the revolution. I was the part of this first generation after the Islamic Revolution of Iran in 1979. And the way that we grew up and that we were taught in a school, the whole social system was kind of educated us that to kind of back up the Islamic ideology that was existing in the system. And we never really participated in any kind of like act of criticizing the system or thinking even about criticizing the system. The system was perfect and like untouchable. And so for me, being out in 2010 during those protests was kind of the first time that physically I occupied this space out of my domestic space to talk about my ideas, to talk about things that I agree or I don't agree with. And it was kind of coming from the coming out to talk about something that has never been touched. And so for me, like this, the idea of coming out of your personal space and occupying the public space was a kind of touch upon this idea of talking about something that was concealed and talking loud about it. But like going back to my project and kind of talking about the topic of repression that the that Pahlavi was asking, I wanted to by looking into the histories of institutionalization, trying to critically navigate the tensions between the kind of concealment and transparency and discipline and transgression, excess and restraint. For me, it was a way to understand how concealment can function as a condition of both order and disorder. So I could get a better understanding on subjects such as madness, psychological repression, law, and I wanted to bring to attention the ways in which such institutions of power structure and conceal their stories and histories about themselves, trying tyrannically to control the writing of history by hiding their failures and messiness, hiding their desire to produce a sort of disciplinary regime in order to regulate the bodies that they categorize as disorderly. So to create a society made of what Foucault calls docile bodies. This brings me to this culture of concealment as a regulatory and disciplinary practice in such an institutions, which is designed to correct or conceal violations of social order, which we can see its manifestation in their architecture as well, and the way that they regulate this space.